Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
Thank you so much for joining us today, because we're going to, for a little bit, pop back to the Old Testament and get a prophecy. Now, this prophecy is special, not only by who it came from, but who it went to, and that person is, who is that person?
Daniel.
Daniel, one of our very favorite people from the Old Testament. If you want to just be blessed, check out the life of Daniel. Beautiful. What a guy.
Inspiration.
Does that sound funny to say that about Daniel? What a guy. Mm-hmm. Inspirational. Love the Lord. Serve God. And just a shining example of putting God first. But Jeannie, where are we? What happened? What's going on?
Well, Daniel was deep in prayer. He was asking the Lord specifically what was going to happen to his people. And he was wanting to know, you know, tell me, you know, we're in turmoil here and we want to know. This was towards the end of his life when he'd been living there. Now he's about 90 years old. He'd been captured and taken there and lived there through several kings. Saw a lot going on. And now he's like, well, what's going to happen to us? Are we ever going to get back to our homeland? And so he was praying.
Because they had been taken captive by the Babylonians. Mm-hmm. And that captivity came because they had turned away from God.
Right. The nation, they were warned to turn back to the Lord, but they didn't heed the warnings. And so the Lord, as he often did, allowed the enemies to come and take them.
So that's kind of interesting for us.
Don't want
to
go there.
To see what would happen to a nation.
We just need to keep repenting and keep calling out to the Lord for mercy.
Yes, we do.
But Daniel was in that state, and he was praying. And chapter 9, verse 21, says, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, who had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering.
Wait a minute. Did you say Gabriel?
Gabriel. Gabriel's boy, he doesn't know time, does he?
He doesn't.
He's way back here, and he was up in the New Testament talking to Mary and talking to Joseph and talking to Zacharias. So
Gabriel kind of wings his way through history?
He does. He does. And he brings prophecy in this case, an answer to Daniel's prayer. Now, Daniel was just looking for something, you know, how am I and the people that I know and love and our country, how are we going to be affected right now? Yeah. And, you know, so many of us are feeling that way right now. I mean, we're caught in, you know, circumstances with our country. So we're all kind of wondering what's going to happen next, you know? So Daniel was in that state of mind. And, wonderful that Gabriel came to give him this message. And Gabriel tells him, Daniel, you've prayed for one thing, but I'm about to give you understanding even beyond what you asked for.
Now, how awesome would that be? First of all, that an angel shows up in answer of your prayer. And then he makes the remarkable statement, I'm going to go beyond what you're asking.
Right. So he goes in this prophecy that he tells about the future. I find it really comforting to know that God has a plan.
Yes.
You know, Daniel didn't get to see the whole thing worked out in his lifetime, but he was given an immediate answer as well as given an assurance that God has a plan and he's got a timetable. It's not just all chaotic. You know,
it's not random.
No, he's not random. He's working behind the scenes. So, you know, I was thinking the other day about feeling a little bit of dread over some of the things that were happening. And then, like I shared with you, the strong thought came in, God hasn't changed. So, and he still has a plan.
I wonder if that was Gabriel whispering in your ear.
No, I don't know if he would visit little old me, but yeah, it was that assurance. God has a plan. He hasn't changed. And regardless if I understand what the circumstances are right now. So with this prophecy that he gave to Daniel, the timeline, he talked about there was going to be a period of 490 years.
Yes.
And how was that broken down?
Well, he gave him 70 weeks of years. And so from the time that Artaxerxes gave the command that God's people could return to
rebuild the temple.
To rebuild the temple there in Jerusalem. From that point going forward, he actually told him exactly how long that was going to be.
Until the Messiah came.
Till the Messiah came. I'm sorry. Yeah. Now, it was just another one of those cases where, personally, I think that they're without excuse.
The religious leaders who knew all these prophecies.
Right. And knew the timeline. They were told exactly the date when the Messiah was going to come.
Right.
Which we call Palm Sunday. Right. And show himself and allow himself to be worshipped. And only God is worshipped. And Jesus is God come in the flesh. So they should have built a stadium right there.
Right.
And they should have been sitting in the bleachers waiting.
Right.
And when they saw him and people were worshiping, the children were singing Hosanna. They were singing one of the Psalms. And what did the religious leaders have to say?
No, they were blind.
They would say, stop these people from praising, you know, and worshiping. And Jesus said, look, if they were quiet, even the rocks would break out.
Yeah, and he was astounded that they knew the scriptures, yet they were blind.
Yes.
And it also says when Daniel was giving him this prophecy, he said that the Messiah would be cut off, but not for himself. So that happened a week after Palm Sunday is when Jesus was cut off. He was crucified, not for himself, but for us.
Yes.
So that leaves us, when you add up all those years, we have 7 years that haven't been fulfilled.
That's right.
And so those 7 years, this is the time of grace between Christ dying and those last 7 years being fulfilled. And isn't this called the time of grace?
We are definitely in such an awesome time of grace right now where anybody, in fact, Jesus said, anybody can come to me and I will not turn them away. So salvation is readily available. It's simply by faith in Jesus Christ, accepting the gift of salvation. That's the time that we're in. That's what makes this so thrilling right now.
So we have those 7 years dangling out there still.
Yeah.
And I want to find out a little bit more about them tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah. Well, those 7 years are when God is going to return and work specifically with the nation of Israel.
Okay.
But something very exciting happens right before those 7 years. And it looks like we're very close to that time. Jesus is coming back. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this special time of devotion as we consider your promise to return for your kids. And also letting us know the end of the age is coming. So, Father, I pray for each heart that listens, and I pray that we would all turn towards you and we would stick to you like glue. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you again soon.